Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Healers, speakers, and vendors convene at the 4th Annual Black Hills Mind, Body, Spirit event in Rapid City. This year's gathering is at the Ramkota Hotel and Conference Center on April 7th and 8th. We're joined now by co-founders Daniela DeMore and Brock Bell. They join us from the Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being
Thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you. Good
Thank
morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
Daniela, tell me how to pronounce your last name, please.
DeMore. So unless you're Italian.
DeMore.
Okay. Unless you're Italian. My background is Italian, even though I grew up in Australia. So it's okay.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit. Thank you. I gave it a shot there.
But yeah,
you did good. Next time. let's talk about this event overall, fourth annual. So tell us what's on tap for this year, and then we'll talk a little bit about how the event has sort of evolved.
Okay, well, this year, basically, the Black Hills Mind, Body, Spirit is a platform for people who are offering alternative ways of living and, you know, finding a much more sort of balanced lifestyle. We try to cover both body, mind, and spirit, as it says. And so this year we have some new vendors that have joined us, which is great, new healers, new readers. So it's steadily growing. You know, in the beginning, I think people thought, who is this? What are they about? But now I think people are beginning to understand what we're about and are enthusiastic about being part of it. So it's great. We also have speakers. We get people from the community to talk about what they're doing and you know, their stories and success stories on healing and just upliftment. It's a very uplifting event, I believe. Yeah. And plus, it's a place where the community comes together. One lady said to me the other day, I love coming to this event. I get to see people there I don't see all year. And I thought, well, I think that's great and sad at the same time, you know, because it's like, why don't we make time during the year to see each other? You know, this is what it's about, community and unifying the community in a healthy way.
Brock, what are people looking for when we talk about living a more balanced lifestyle or, you know, elevating consciousness or, you know, some of these things? What do you find that people are really kind of craving?
I think that to begin with, a lot of people are looking for certain levels of alternative health care. They're looking for something more natural. Something that isn't, you know, so synthetic. Something that is going to really help them to become more connected in a lot of ways. That's, you know, one part of our event. We have several holistic health practitioners there. And then, of course, we have the spiritual part. We have two or three spiritualist churches, because people in that realm are starting to look for an alternative to the mainstream, simply because they're not feeling fulfilled in some ways in that aspect. And so they're looking for something different. And so really what our event is about is providing a platform for all of these different aspects to come together. Many of these businesses that we have at our event are privately owned businesses. Many of them operate out of their homes. And so it's important for us to be able to provide this platform so that these people have a way to market themselves, let the public know that they're available, and make that connection so that people can really start becoming whole once again.
Daniela, talk a little bit about your path along this. Was there a time where you sort of said, I need to learn more about this, I need to study the science, or I just need to experience life in a different way? Tell me your story.
Well,
please.
Lori, we could be here all day, I tell you, if I start telling you my story. But I was 16 when I started to embark on the more natural, let's call it that, way. And because I wasn't well I had had some issues with my health, and I went to the doctor and I wasn't satisfied with the medicine he gave me. And I grew up in Australia, as I said. And so back then, even in Australia, we still had a very strong mind-body-spirit community. And so I started to get involved in alternative ways. Actually, from the doctor, I went to a naturopath, and the naturopath subscribed vitamins, minerals, various other things, which I found was much more helpful over time. Even though it takes a little longer, you know, the results were really positive. And so I really got into that. And by the time I was 18, 19, I was meditating. I was studying all about natural medicine. And I actually studied massage therapy and so many different therapies. It's never ending. I'm still learning. I'm now 55. So as you can, so it's a long time ago, it seems. And while I was in Australia, I got involved in the Melbourne, I live near Melbourne, Mind, Body, Spirit. They had just created this big event. And now Melbourne's a city of 6 million people, so we had a lot of people. But today, the Mind, Body, Spirit is so big in Australia that the Melbourne event attracts over 1.5 million people so easily. Wow. And it goes for 4 days because it's so big. And so, you know, they have that level of consciousness or willingness to learn. And I'm not saying that it's not here. It's certainly, we have found that there's this similar interest here. It just wasn't available. So by providing this event, I mean, when I got here to the Black Hills, I had found that there was a lot of people doing all this really beautiful work, but no one knew that they were doing it. People were flying to the East Coast, West Coast, Denver, wherever they were going to find what was already in their backyard. And then Brock and I happened to meet at an event and we got talking, and I shared my interest in creating something, and he just simply said, let's do it, and it was done. And so in 3 months with no budget, we created this event. And the first event was a little challenging because people didn't know who we were, and it's like, well, what's this about? You know, the people are a little skeptical. But now in our fourth year, it's been great. People actually contact us now to be part of the event, and it's been really a wonderful journey in meeting so many fabulous people here in the community doing really great work and really wanting to share it and help the community understand that there is other ways to live, and not just about your health, it's your well-being overall, you know, because it's a whole thing, isn't it? It's just your physical, your emotional, your mental, your spiritual. When we have all that in balance, we just feel our best, and therefore we can really claim our best potential. We can be better members of the community and really radiate that into our family and community and uplift the community, I would say, you know. And so we really try to provide, as Brock said, a platform where we can educate, where we can inform and hopefully inspire people to look at things differently, to open their hearts and their minds to alternative ways of looking at things that could possibly be life-changing. We're not saying, you know, we're not definitely guaranteeing that, of course, but possibly. We have had people who did attend the Mind, Body, Spirit a few years ago and said that that changed their lives. So that's really wonderful feedback for us, you know, to know that we've helped people that way.
Well, you know, and that's, you know, the story of us starting this up really is something that people should pay attention to, because that's the other part of this whole thing. Is really two people just coming together and agreeing to do something, step up and really help other people. And it's really that simple. All you have to do is just agree to do it, put your energy towards it, and you can really make a difference. And that's what's so important about our story and about what we do for the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we do this for free. We don't get paid to do any of this.
Right. We're correct. Doing this. We're all volunteers.
Yeah. We're all volunteers, and it's just because we believe in what we're offering.
Mm. Yeah. Two people getting together and agreeing to do something. I love it. This year's fourth annual Black Hills yes. Mind, Body, Spirit event in Rapid City. It's at the Ramkota Hotel and Conference Center. It's April 7th and 8th. You can find it on Facebook. Daniela Damore yes. and Brock yes. Bell, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Come back
Lori,
again.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Thank
we
you.
Really appreciate it.
All right.